Hey, welcome back to the show for caregivers about caregivers, hosted by a caregiver. I am Peter Rosenberger, bringing you 30 years of experience to help you stay strong and healthy as you take care of someone who's not. You do all these things to help strengthen you as a family caregiver. You want to be a part of this? Go to standingwithhope.com, standingwithhope.com, and see more about what's going on with us and how you can get involved, how you can tap into some of the resources we have. We have so many things available. One of the things I like to do is I like to find interesting people who are out there doing this for folks. And I have such a lady on the phone today, Sheila Welch from Atlanta area. And she just recently had a Tifa Snow workshop on March 31st and really on a mission. They had like 400 family and professional caregivers there all day and really helping do what we do here, just strengthen those family caregivers, you know, and there's so many people out there doing this. And so I thought I'd just have her come on the show. She's been a caregiver herself. She's got her own story. And I thought we'd take a few moments just to get to know her and hear from her. So, Sheila, are you with us?
I am.
Well, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Peter. Thank you for what you do and what Gracie does. You are such inspirations. Thank you for what you offer to so many caregivers, and that's hope.
You are quite welcome. Look, people have done it for me. I'd be a poor steward if I didn't do it for others. You've got your own caregiver story. Before we get into all the things you're doing, tell us a little bit about your story.
My mom was one of seven siblings, and five of those have now died with Alzheimer's. Mother lived with the disease for over 12 years, and my father was her primary caregiver for the first seven of those years. And just as is the case with so many caregivers you were just talking about, Daddy's health succumbed and his life succumbed before my mother left this earth. And I became her primary caregiver. My brother, of course, was there doing work with me too, as was my husband. I saw what my father did. I saw what a toll dementia caregiving can take on a family. I know you were talking about, you have talked in some of your talks, you have mentioned the divorce rate in families. It is a statistic today that 4 out of 5 families fracture under the load of caregiving, and a lot of that has to do with not being able to take care of yourself, not being able to talk with each other, all of the things that you were talking about just earlier in your show. It's critical for us to take care of ourselves and to find balance so that we can not only take care of the person we love, but we can be the person we need to be for that loved one and for the rest of our family and for ourselves.
When you went through this, and of course, I've heard it said that, and statistic bear up on this, that being a caregiver for someone in full-blown Alzheimer's takes about 5 to 10 years off the life of a caregiver.
And, I can believe it.
And you watched it happen with your own father. When you had to shoulder that burden, when this thing all of a sudden, now you're going through the grief of losing one family member and still being left to take care of another one.
Yeah.
What did you do for you on this thing? How what was your plan of attack, or what was your thing that equipped you and strengthened you?
Well, first and foremost, my faith. And then too, I had strong support from my husband, who has always been right by my side. My brother was very, very helpful, and I had other family members and friends who were very, very helpful. They were my support group. I now lead a caregiver's ministry, and I lead 3 different support groups. I know what support groups can do, but they do not have to be a group that you go to at a particular location and you sit down there every month or 3 times a month. They can simply be somebody who is listening to you across the table. It is just so important to be listened to. And it especially helps if you're talking to somebody who gets it, somebody who has lived your life to a degree, who knows what you're talking about when you say, my mother didn't know me today, that's a huge grief for so many caregivers, or my wife thought that I was her father. Those are huge grief points. And so having someone to talk to and having a strong faith, strong family support, those were the things that helped me.
I hear that, and we just had Kim Campbell on to talk about her journey with Glenn through Alzheimer's, and it was just she was very frank mm-hmm. about these sort of things. That, mm-hmm. And one of the things that she said, and we talked about this because when I was speaking to a group up in Alaska recently, I happened to ask a question, how many of you all been grabbed or choked by a patient or somebody you're taking care of?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
every one of them had been grabbed, and nearly every one of them been choked. And so I spent a little bit of time showing them how to get out of choke and grabs and so forth mm-hmm. through what I learned through martial arts. And you don't think about that, but a lot of caregivers are slight women, smaller women, taking care of large
yeah.
men.
Exactly.
And in your case, you're taking care of your mother, but some of the people you're ministering to and caring for, they're dealing with this, taking care of their husband who's much bigger than they are. And these are frightening things because they don't know who they are. They don't know what they're doing. And they're physically hurting these caregivers.
I lead a group of spouses who are loving a husband or wife through Alzheimer's or some related dementia, and they go through everything that I went through as a daughter loving a parent through Alzheimer's, but they go through with an added degree that I can't even begin to explain. I just know that every time I'm with them, they teach me something new about what their journey is like and how different it is from my journey. And some of those ladies are very small, and some of those husbands can become violent. Now, what you mentioned, the conference that we had recently here in Marietta. Tipa Snow is just, of course, a renowned dementia educator, and she has philosophy. In fact, she founded Positive Approach to Care. There are actually ways to approach people who are living with dementia that are different from approaching a person who is suffering from another illness to help reduce the risk of some of those horrible occurrences. So many times, the person who's living with dementia is terrified when they have someone come upon them and they don't even know they're there because their vision has been impaired to a point where peripherally they never saw you coming. And so their fright, flight, fight mechanism triggers, and they're terrified. It leaves us as caregivers so at a loss for how we should be treating them, and it leaves that person who's living with dementia in a terrible state.
You know, we never even discussed that. I didn't even think about that, how horrifyingly afraid these individuals are, and they don't see it coming. All of a sudden, they're sitting there just minding their own business, and somebody approaches out of nowhere, according to their field of view, and they don't necessarily know who they are. And I mean, how would John? I mean, look at how we are when somebody does that to us. Comes out,
and we can think through it, Peter. You know, we can calm ourselves down and we can think through it because our brain is still working. The brain of a person who's living with dementia has at least two areas that are actively dying. And so they don't have the tools to handle the situation. So it's up to us to learn how to care for them and how to best approach them. And all of that takes a great deal of education. And that's what we are trying to do at the caregivers ministry at my church.
Out of curiosity, what did Tipa say about how to approach somebody that had to avoid type of scenario?
There is a technique that she actually, I think she has a free YouTube video on this very thing. But you want to, there is a rule of thumb. First of all, you want to get into their line of vision, which will be a very narrow line of vision, even in early stages of dementia. People who are living with dementia have what we term scuba vision. So if you put on a scuba mask, that is the peripheral vision that a person living with dementia actually has. And by the time that person has reached mid-stage, it's binocular. And very sadly, by the time they are in a skilled nursing facility, perhaps, or living at home with a spouse, that vision has, and they're in late stage, that vision is down to monocular. So you have to know that in order to get into their field of vision. You have to know that in order to help them eat, to see that there's food in front of them, to help give them instructions. You know, you have to be aware of those kinds of facts. And so you get into your field of vision, and you make eye contact, and if possible, the technique that Tipa teaches is you hold your hand out as though, but at a 6-foot distance. You do not approach until you have permission to come in. And I would reach out my hand in a very pleasant greeting within their field of vision, and if they see me, and if they perhaps reach their hand out, then I will know that they've given me permission to enter their space. Now, all space is their space as far as they're concerned. So I stay at 6 feet until they give me permission. And if they do, then I go in and I turn my shoulder outward so that I am not standing in a confrontational stance. And I begin to carry on.
You know, that's a lot to learn in dealing with this. But you will save yourself. But you don't want to just sidle up to somebody like Marty Feldman did in Young Frankenstein. You know, because that's by the way, that's an obscure reference that only John would appreciate right now. But you know, that's what happens. It scares the crap out of us when somebody does that to us. And imagine when you're not working with all your capabilities there. And but it goes again to the heart of it, because so many caregivers put themselves in harm's way unintentionally by just trying to help, and then they get treated poorly, and then the resentment builds up, and then or bruises or both, and and it just exacerbates the situation, and then nobody, you know, these are just heartbreaking realities.
They are.
Did you see a lot of this at the conference?
We did. Oh yes, we did it all day long. We practiced techniques all day long. And those are the kinds of things I do with my support groups all year long. It is essential that we begin to raise awareness of the way we need to help those who cannot help themselves in this way. So many times the people who live with dementia end up having drugs added to their medicines because we simply did not know how to approach them. So there's just a lot of information out there. It's exciting, but it's also it needs to be spread.
Well, we want to certainly do the best we can, and I want you to know how much I appreciate you taking the time to come on the show and share a little bit of your heart and your mission and passion. Like anyone doing this, you know, you've got a real passion for this, Sheila, and it comes through. I mean, you really care about the people you're serving. You're doing a great job, and I want you to know it is deeply meaningful to me to just have you on the show and listen to you, because you've taken the time to study this. You've educated yourself on this thing. You learned it the hard way, you know, like most of us do. If somebody wants to get in touch with you guys and get involved with what's going on at your churches, what's the best way to do that?
The best way to do that is to contact me, Sheila Welch, at SheilaOWelch.com. Excuse me, SheilaOWelch at gmail.com. And that's SheilaOWelch.
All right, and I appreciate that. SheilaOWelch at gmail.com. Sheila, listen.
Yes.
Will you come back?
Oh, you bet. And I cannot thank you enough for what you're doing. You're promoting help for the caregiver, and unless we take care of ourselves, no one will be able to take care of our loved ones. Thank you so
that's
much.
That's a great word on that, Sheila. Thank you. Sheila Welch from Marietta, Georgia. She is, again, one of these amazing individuals who has taken on this cause, learned from her hard journey herself, have gone through a lot of grief. Hey, listen, there's more to come. This is the nation's number one show for the family caregiver. Now you see why. Just stories just like that, just like yours. We'll be right back. This is Peter Rosenberger.